Happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, here we go on a lovely little Monday. What's going on, all you fine Buckeye fans? I'm Timmy Hall. We got the Boatman back there running things as usual. And we are here for a thick, full week. It is NFL Draft Week. And here with me to start it off, your friend and mine, Tyvus Powell.
What's going on, Timmy?
Oh!
Let me tell you something. So, on Saturday, I'm doing the show with Baker. And
heard it was good.
Yeah, it was a really
caught a
good,
little bit of it.
Really good show. And I had seen on my phone that Jim Harbaugh had got the MTAT with the 15-0. And it made me think, Urban owes us a tattoo.
So you know sure does.
So you know what I did?
Rick Pitino got one.
You know what I
that's,
did?
If Slimeball Rick
I sent
is
going to
defile his body.
That's what I'm saying.
So then Urban's got to.
So I sent Urban the video of Jim getting a tattoo, and I said, oh, we're still waiting. He says, yeah, I need to get on that. So
yes, he does.
I can't wait to see it. Hopefully he is a man of his word.
Urban seems like a guy that has completely pure, clean skin. There's not a mark on it.
Yeah,
would you agree?
Probably.
You ever see anything on him?
Oh, he gonna mark it up this time.
I mean, it doesn't have to be anything crazy,
he
right?
He shouldn't have said it.
He can get it wherever he wants, right?
Yeah, it don't have to be shown.
He can get it right on the ace.
If he wants to.
If he needs to.
I wouldn't suggest that, but if that's what he wants to do, then that's fine.
Right here, like right side. The Buckeye, left side, the tat of Roy Orbison. It's perfect.
Mama, what mama don't know won't hurt her. I suspect you'll make the right decision.
Thank you very much, Tyvus. Water from a glacier in Alaska. Oh, we've got a lot of fun things to talk about. I figure I could scrap the beginning of our show sheet because you were having a nice little conversation out there about this Buckeye football team. But before we go down that road, what is happening with the men's basketball team and the transfer portal in general is just going to take some getting used to for me. It's going to take years. I've always been on the side of the players that there was too much money made. We're too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you bring in a man, because a fifth-year senior,
yeah,
San Diego State. So you get Micah Parrish in, and he, by the way, I want to take a guess what his recruiting ranking was, the San Diego State kid?
15.
No, 273rd.
Really?
In the portal rankings.
273rd
in the portal rankings.
Sheesh.
That's how many guys are in the portal. It's crazy. But you get that news, and then Felix Akpara is gone? He
yeah.
put a graphic out there saying he was staying.
Yeah.
That's sacred. That's a binding contract. You put a graphic on Twitter or X, you're done. You can't move.
That's how I feel about Devin Brown.
Why he's here to stay.
Yeah, he burned.
Because he burned the boats.
Burned the boats.
Well, there's literally no way he can leave. The boats are burned.
That's what I see.
He's here in the new world.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere. But Felix gone, crushed me. And he's not the greatest player ever, but that crushed me this weekend.
It's shocking because, you know, going into this offseason, you thought about all the pieces that you thought Jake needed to retain for this season. And he was a big part of it. You know, Bruce, Roddy, him, who else am I missing?
Who left?
No, who he needed to retain. It was like four or five people he needed to retain.
Well, he needed Scotty Middleton.
He needed Scotty.
I mean, not saying that Scotty was the greatest, but he had glimpses.
Royal.
He had moments.
Devin Royal, he needed to retain Devin. I think, listen.
Well, he needed Bruce, Roddy, Felix, Scotty, Devin.
Why Felix did that. Because he, like you say, he announced
because
that he
Aaron
was
Bradshaw of Kentucky is coming in.
So what? That'd have nothing to do with him.
I know.
Personally, I like Felix more.
And there's going to be some other part of that too. Maybe a spot that he was looking at, a situation changed. But
like when
why write that graphic if you're not set? If you needed to wait a couple weeks to see some other situations play out. Why run into graphic season if you're not sure in your heart that's what it's supposed to be?
It has to be more to that story because, like, with no context and not knowing him and not knowing why he did this, you would think, like, he's running from competition. Like,
well, that's
kind of what people are looking at.
It could make more sense when we find out. Look, I know that his high school ball was played where? Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So if he shows up somewhere around there with the Vols or something, maybe it would make more sense. And they've been a tremendous program,
yeah,
right?
Mean, yeah, then we'd get that.
But I still don't have to like it. I could get it, but I still don't have to like it. And it just stinks that this is where we are, Tyvus, where you can't, depending on what program you are, it seems like you're strapped for how much you can improve your team, because the second you try to bring in a piece of quality, the more veteran guy that you already have might get ticked off and just want to leave.
But that's
because they might not believe that they're the guy anymore.
Would you really want a guy like that on your roster?
Not really.
All right. So at the end of the day, they're kind of weeding themselves out a little bit. I understand.
But these are good players that you're saying goodbye to.
But good players that are scared to compete.
But it, this
what
seems.
What sense does that make?
This seems like it's almost every athlete, though. And I know it just feels that way right now because there's some transition.
Yeah.
But the whole sport is going this way. It's why I'm actually stunned that this Ohio State football team has stayed this intact with all the talent that they have. And you know not all of it can get onto the field. But with this basketball team, this is frustrating. And you were hoping that Jake Diebler was going to be able to keep almost all these guys that you wanted to see carry over.
It's different, though, for football and basketball.
It is different.
Because
I know it is.
Football, you look at it like, listen, I look at these guys, we have the talent. We are good enough to win a national championship. Like, if I just wait my turn, my time will come and I will shine and I will get to where I want to go.
Or ultimately, we could get a ring before I even have to start playing a whole lot.
I could get a ring.
Then I got something I can show off for the rest of my life.
Exactly. It's a lot of perks for staying a Buckeye football-wise. Basketball-wise, it just looks bad right now because you got a new head coach. Now, everybody respects and loves this new head coach, but you still don't know what you're going to get out of him for a full season. You know, you got new coaches coming in. You got new players coming in. Like, you don't know what he's telling them to get these guys in here. So it just looks different. And on top of that, the basketball team hasn't been successful in a very long time, in a very, very long time. So if you get the opportunity, one of those bigger name schools, one of those blue bloods of college basketball wants to talk to you, then you know you're going to be much more successful there. Why would you not at least entertain that?
So, but again, Tyvus, as you said in there, how do you know you're going to be much more successful there?
You're not.
You're changing scenery.
Not.
You're going to go to a new system, new coaches. Everything around you is going to change. You're starting to settle in. I'm not to say that you're getting comfortable, but you're years into development now under a certain guy. And Jake Diebler is going to be a nice little constant. The whole staff was changing, but at least that part of it, he's been here. He knows you, right?
Yeah.
So at the top of the mountain with your program, you know exactly what you're going to get. And again, this is where we are. And they have to have these opportunities.
Well,
I understand that.
Tim, you got to look at it like this. For a guy like Felix, not saying that it's him, anybody on that roster or anybody that feels like they need a change of scenery, maybe they look at it like, I've been there for a couple of years. How has my game changed from when I was in high school? Maybe it hasn't that much. Maybe it has just a little bit, you know, and maybe they're thinking to themselves, if I really want to get to the next level, it's not resonating. What he's saying to me or what they're doing at Ohio State, it's not resonating with my game. I'm not really getting the shine. I'm not really seeing myself getting better.
Yeah. So maybe it's not resonating enough.
Exactly.
For you.
So maybe they think they need to go somewhere where some coach maybe can. Maybe, you know, if you get a different voice in there, sometimes it just clicks better. And maybe that's what they're feeling. I don't know. I'm pulling straws here.
But you don't have to pull straws. We know what this is. This is the game has changed.
And if somebody wants to throw me a couple of dollars.
Yeah, right. And again, part of me has to be good with it. You've got to accept it because for far too long, coaches in an amateur sport were just crushing millions on top of millions. Yeah. It didn't make any sense, all the money that was being made with the players who are the product, getting none of it, getting zero. All right, the scholarship, yes.
I mean,
yes, I get it. But there's a lot of students that are getting a scholarship and also working for the university and getting paid for their work. So it might this is big time.
It might be in the day and age where somebody walk up to you and say, hey, Duke offering me XYZ, what you got? And if they say, we can't match that, or we can't give you that, or we can't come close to that, and kids is like, all right, well, I'm gone. I know that situation happens.
I'm not even going to sour on Jake Diebler's first year as the head coach.
No.
I'm not going to do that because, again, there's still some moves that are going to be made.
Oh, yeah.
They're still bringing in Michi Johnson. They've still got Bruce Thornton, who's the engine of this team, and Devin Royal back. Mm-hmm. There's enough of these guys, and Aaron Bradshaw is going to be an improvement offensively.
Yeah.
You're still going to need another five, though, and is Austin Parks that guy? Probably not. You're still going to need another five, and Aaron Bradshaw's defense lacks for what Felix was at 2.6 blocks per game, I want to say.
Yeah.
Big deal. Big deal with the defense and the rim protection, but Bradshaw will be a little bit smoother offensively coming in and with the 7'1" size, so there's that. Okay. So I got to know. You came in here. You were like president of the Yappers Association, all right?
Let's hear it though.
PYA, Professional Yappers Association. He came in here just yapping his gums about something with fish before the show started. And it had to do with Ryan Day and the football team. So I want to know what that is. We all need to know what that is. That's coming up. You got the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The sound of Paul Keels calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Hi, here are some ways to listen to The Fan. You can download The Fan app or listen at home on your smart speaker or open up the iHeartRadio app or hold your head out the window and hear Common Man scream. Happy listening from the dopes at The Fan. The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
That is good, because this is a week to party, because we have the NFL Draft first round on Thursday. And we'll have a special Buckeye show at 6, and then a very special NFL Draft preview show at 7 that you do not want to miss. I'm Timmy Hall, the man right there, Tyvus Powell. Party on, Tyvus.
Party on, Timmy.
And party on, Boatman.
Party on, Timmy and Tyvus.
Oh, yeah. I am getting excited to hear this 7 million times, even though there's not that many picks before Mr. Irrelevant.
Never got that call.
With the first pick in the NFL draft.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be so? It would throw the whole draft off.
Marvin Harrison Jr. No, number one overall. By the way, we do have our draft profile for one Tyvus Powell on the Buckeye Show's Twitter account. So check that out. We turned him into a quarterback prospect. You know, you create your guy in Madden. You know, give the measurables. So we've got the name, the school, the measurables. 6'3", 245 pounds. His traits, sound feet, moderate launch angle. I guess you'll see it when you watch it. Brings joy to the game and has competitive spirit. That's pretty good.
Well, this is what you should have said is, I want everybody, before they look at that and try to predict where I'll go in this draft.
All right, yeah. So where do you have his draft range, Bodie?
Y'all need to know. Wait a minute, Bodie.
I think I know.
Before you answer this question, I need you to know one thing. You know Cardale Jones?
I've heard of him.
I taught him everything he knows.
Okay, national champion.
So with that being said, go ahead.
I was thinking early day three. You know, I'm not going to lie, I'm a sucker for the size and strength. Like Thursday night, if I was Washington, there's no way I would take Jaden Daniels over Drake May.
Really?
I would just take Drake May and just gamble on the huge arm.
I mean, we're talking 245 with this chunk monster, am I right?
Oh, yeah, chunk monster.
This is great. I love this.
Yeah, I'll take the 6'3". Look, you got to have a little extra padding on the body as a quarterback.
Yes,
you
don't want to take hits. The 245 will get slimmed down.
Yeah, we can get that down to like 235.
Yeah, easily.
You know, week one.
One day of two-a-days, it's gone.
Yeah.
Do you remember Michael?
Gamble on the size.
Do you remember Michael Robinson, who was the quarterback at Penn State back in the mid-2000s?
Yeah.
And then
he went from,
I blew Tyvus's mind, he was quarterback
and then
went to fullback. How he was built.
That's a football player.
Oh, my God.
That's a football guy.
Bowling ball of a guy.
I mean, look, Zach Bourne went from fullback to middle linebacker and all in 12 games.
This was a quarterback that threw 17 touchdown passes and then rushed for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns. It was like a 6'2", 215 guy. You're killing that right now.
Yeah.
You got the height and a lot of weight. I love it.
I don't like the weight thing,
though. I love it, man.
I think it's affected
your frame
my
carries
time.
It.
You can't grow to 6'3", but we can slim you down a little bit, Tyvus.
We need some work on the release, though.
No, we don't.
We do.
We can fix that.
On the release is fine.
If I know anything about the draft, all these teams think they can fix all those sort of problems. So
I don't know. That was like a big thing. Well, that was a big thing for Tim Tebow when he came out in. He, like, changed his release because he had, like, a
you
wind.
You look better than Tebow throwing that ball.
Tim Tebow still winning the first round, didn't he?
He had quite, Tebow was a man of the Lord. So
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying it's a good thing. Shot him up draft boards. Did you see some of those wins that Denver had that year? He was starting quarterback. That was a higher power at being there.
Look at you. You're a Notre Dame fan.
Wow. We need some more luck on that.
Right?
For a while there, touchdown Jesus was three-point Jesus because he took his way over to Purcell Pavilion because the football team. Ugh.
More like three and out Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know. But hey, I got to get to this. So Tyvus comes in at the start of the show and he can't stop talking about
Ryan Day and the Buckeyes and what you and Fish apparently were talking about for the previous 15 minutes. What's on your mind here today with this?
Oh, I was asking Fish out there while I was shooting. I had an amazing shoot around of Papa Shot today.
Yeah. Funny how that happens when I'm not there.
It was unbelievable. You know? Anyways, so I'm talking to Fish and I'm like, Fish, what is enough, you know, for Ryan Day? Because everybody knows Ryan Day is on the hot seat. So what is enough for him to remain the coach at Ohio State? I was curious. I wanted to know what his answer was.
What did Gene just say?
Well,
all in?
Gene's like, yeah.
All
so,
in, right?
So that's what
Natty
I'm saying.
Or
like,
bus?
I'm like, they
he didn't say Natty or bust, but he did say all in.
They literally went out. They got the best coaches that they can get. They removed some from the staff and got more better ones in there that they felt suit for this team. They went and got better players. They recruited well, got a great freshman class that's coming in. They did all the things that you were supposed to do. So what would satisfy you, like as a fan, from a fan's perspective?
They've got to, you're saying what keeps him safe?
What gets him
to 25?
Exactly.
Gets him to 2025?
What gets him to 25?
You have to beat Michigan. You absolutely have to beat Michigan.
Okay.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
That's a given.
To me.
That's a given.
And I think I don't even care what happens after that.
Really?
Other than they circle the wagons and win a national championship.
Okay.
If you lose to Michigan, you've got to win the national championship. That's the trade-off there.
I agree with that.
But I will say you beat Michigan, you win the Big Ten, you go to the national championship game. Get to the final game.
That's enough.
And then we'll talk. See how, because again, I'm not going to cut a coach's head off when I don't know all the facts of how these games go. And can I see the script of the game? And was there a huge injury? Was there something outside of your control? Did you call it well, but were you screwed by the refs? Something like that. But that, to me, is kind of how I picture in my head.
Okay.
You?
I think that's pretty fair. The Wolverine game, that's a given. Like, they're, if you lose that game, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're turning over a lot, and it could be sanctioned here.
That's completely unbelievable. So that's a given. The Big Ten thing, that's kind of a given as well. Because when I was here, it was the big dogs of the Big Ten. Like, we don't get me wrong, we didn't win it every year. We should have. We was at least in the game. So that, to me,
they need to be in that game.
With the roster and the talent that you have, that should be a given as well. Like that, I feel like they should win the Big Ten. They should just walk through the Big Ten and win that. I don't want to look at Ohio State to be like just limited to the Big Ten. Like, okay, dominate the Big Ten, because that was a given when I was here. And I always say that for a player or a coach, when you get to Ohio State, your job is to make the program better by the time you leave. Or at the minimum, at least let it stay where it was, you know? Like, if you was, like I say, for the players that's seniors this year, when they came into the program, Ohio State had just lost to Alabama in the national championship, I think the year before. So,
and that was a rough national championship game.
Yeah, it was bad.
In a clunky pandemic season.
Exactly.
It was weird.
So with that being said, you know, their expectation, if they want to at least call their career here even, like they want to lead the program and let it be even, they got to at least make it to the national championship game. That's what it would
so
be.
So you sound like your demand is, and again, I don't know if we're calling this a demand right now.
It's not a demand.
Again, but for starters, you're beating Michigan.
Yes.
You're getting to the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
I think you need to win the Big Ten championship.
No, that should
you
be.
You need to hit those first two markers.
Yeah. Ryan Day always said that his three goals every season is
exactly
to beat the team up north, win the Big Ten, win a national championship. And
I think the thing at his opening press conference was beat the team up north and win every game after that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Win all the games. And again, we get it. You can't win every single game, mm-hmm. but let's just make sure we're winning the right ones.
And for the past couple of years, we haven't been able to check those by. We almost got to check the last one off the Georgia game, but, you know, that is what it is.
But we didn't. Yeah.
So.
Again,
I feel like you got to
You know what, too? It's funny you mention that, because this is the other thing that I keep losing sleep on. With this portal era that we're in, and it's fascinating. You know, we talked about how the basketball team is in a whirlwind right now because the new coach and the portal window is wide open. You have to strike while the iron is hot
yeah.
these days,
because mm-hmm.
you don't know when
that unbelievable opportunity is going to be there again, the way that this system is operating.
And they here today, gone tomorrow. You seriously, when these kids even commit now, like when you see these guys throw the hat on and I'm committing to Ohio State, they shouldn't say, I'm going to spend my next 4 years, because that's not the case. They need to say, for the next season, I'll be at wherever, because things
is that
change.
Not what they're saying, though?
I have no idea what they're saying.
That verbiage might be.
I don't know what they're saying.
In the graphics.
But
I'm pretty sure Felix just said something about spending the next season at Ohio State.
Whoops,
something happened.
Yeah, if you're not sure, don't say nothing.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I get it. Like, you're not, you can change your mind if a situation or a circumstance changes, but it's best to have patience, right?
I agree.
To analyze everything.
To a certain extent.
Make sure.
To a certain extent.
Right.
I don't want you to be foolish and let this thing pass you by either.
Ryan Day's got a lot to do. He's going to be a busy man.
He's equipped.
He's equipped. He's got a giant flak jacket on. If he was a Fortnite character, nothing would get through with everything that he's got right now. He has a lot of health restored. We'll see how this thing goes in 2024. A little draft talk, a little draft week primer, and some words of wisdom to keep in your mind when you think about Marvin Harrison Jr. That's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only show where sports talk is eclipsed by food talk.
Donuts.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hating Michigan is our favorite national pastime. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Tyvus Powell here to start off a fresh new week. And all you fine Buckeye fans out there, I got to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health before we do anything else. I was over there today, Tyvus. It was lovely. Got my labs taken again. They're going to see where I'm at. They're going to see how my sort of first wave of the low testosterone treatment has been going for me. I was like a lot of guys who they're sort of, you know, calling out to when I started this journey, feeling a little bit tired most nights, hit the big 4-0, as you know, on my last birthday. And I just wondered if this was something that would give me a little extra step in my giddy up, just not sleeping as well. Don't have that energy to play with Jack, to go out there and sling the football to him as much. Mm-hmm. And it's been a huge help. I've felt the jolt since I've done this. And that could be you guys too, because if you're in your 20s or mid-30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone production every single year. So getting on one of Tri-State Men's Health's programs, it could help you a lot. Just take the low T quiz on their website. Just go to tristatemenshealth.com and see where that puts you. The first appointment is just $99. You get the consult. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. 800-900-9654 or tristatemenshealth.com. Two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, the new one in Westerville and the one that I go to. Oh, the gals were great today. They were so happy to see me. Like, oh, I'm going to do the labs today. You hate getting pricked with the needle, right? I'm like, yeah, that's true. But if you find a good vein, got a very veiny arm, Tyvus.
Mm.
Simple.
That was always
popped
good.
Right in the whole entire vial. Just blood was shooting everywhere and it felt good.
felt really good.
I don't know about that, but it's always nice to have a good vein. If you're veiny, it makes it easy. Mm.
So tell them Timmy Hall sent you. When you get on that low T program, it keeps the dreaded ED away. Keep the ED away.
You definitely want to keep that ED away for sure.
The low T. All right, so the NFL draft, we know that. It's coming up on Thursday. How do you think this is going to go for Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because if you look at all the mocks out there, he is going to be the first wide receiver taken, and he's not really slipping past the fourth or the fifth overall pick. Mm-hmm. A lot have him going to be a teammate of Paris Johnson Jr.
Yeah.
with the Arizona Cardinals. That kind of stinks that you got to go to the Arizona Cardinals, but he'll be Larry Fitzgerald 2.0. He goes out there and is the savior of that franchise.
I think he'll do amazing, you know, there. Kyler Murray I think he's a good quarterback, even though a lot of people don't like his game. You always got a guy who can extend plays, and you've seen how successful he was with DeAndre Hopkins. And Marvin Harrison can be that big body receiver that he needs, where he can just throw it up. He can say, forget it. Marv's down there somewhere. That'll be the new thing that he says.
Marv is down there.
I think that Marvin is the type of receiver that can resurrect Kyler's career. Obviously, Kyler had that injury a year ago, which kind of kept him off the field all of last year. What better way to have a quarterback come back than getting him a weapon? You know, you lost Marquise Brown. So Hollywood Brown, now you need another guy that he can throw the ball to. You got the protection with Paris Johnson, who was a really good Ohio State Buckeye. So Marvin is another guy that can be a solid pickup for them. And I think it'll help Kyler's career for sure.
Did you hear C.J. Stroud last week when he was just having a regular media availability and somebody asked him about his old pal, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No, what did he
say? Some advice to the rest. I'll give you the ending part of it because it's the best.
Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
That was really the gist of it. He gave about 30 seconds, 40 seconds of good stuff, good meat about Marvin first, because you know how CJ is. We've heard him do the media game, and we were so impressed by him in his offseason leading up to his rookie year, and we kind of predicted that he was going to do some good things. Maybe not that good, but be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
Well, Marvin has a cheat code because his dad is a Hall of Famer. So, like, he knows football. That's the thing about him. Like, you know, it's in his DNA that he can be really great. And for him to excel at the college level and for people to be in the NFL to be looking at him for so many years, like, I can't wait till this guy get up here. He's going to definitely excel. He's a motivated guy because he wants to, at worst, tie what his father did. So I think that he's...
Which is wear a gold jacket.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
Hall of Fame.
I think that if
Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
You can't pass up on a guy like that because self-motivation, like that... You know, a lot of people get there and they're like, yes, I made it. Like, I was a first-round pick. I made it. That was always my dream. But a lot of people don't reset their goals. And for a guy like Marvin, to me personally, I think he's a guy that always is resetting his goals. He achieved one thing, but he's not celebrating that because he has his mind and ambitions on so much more. So you can't sleep on a guy like that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime, a generational talent right there.
There's no father-son pro football Hall of Famer, is there?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge either. This will get the research team of Bodeman on that later, but... Now, the one that came to mind would have been the Mannings. Archie was a good player. No. I just looked him up. He's a college football Hall of Famer. Pretty good. And Saints Ring of Honor.
What about the Matthews?
Saints Hall
of Fame. Just like 10 of them.
Yeah. The Matthews could be something.
Because Clay didn't. I don't think Clay.
Yeah, but isn't there the lineage is a couple generations before him, right?
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. No, I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah,
it's tough.
I watched his film. I watched Marvin Sr.'s film that was floating around social media.
At Syracuse?
Yeah, and my goodness.
It was good.
That's what you would expect, right?
Yeah.
It's what you would expect to force the Colts to take a guy like that.
I tell you what, if he slipped past, if the Colts can trade up to get Marvin, I think they trade everybody to do
that. And here's the thing, too. It's not like... There aren't a bunch of things that, you know, you would be interested in as a Buckeye fan because Marvin alone
bring some juice, right? You know, it's just something about, you know, wide receiver you taking another step forward. Mm-hmm. And when you try to like pick that position group that the Buckeyes are producing and developing at the highest clip, it's got to be that unit, right? Just with how many first rounders there have been. They're keeping a first round streak going. It'll be 9 straight years. Almost, you see the talent that's leaving Ohio State football every year, and you wonder how there's ever a year where there's not at least one first-round pick. That just kind of shows you how hard that is to do. It feels easy because of where we are, but it's not that easy. It's like golf, you know? It's not that easy.
I feel like we had a year where we didn't have a first-round pick.
Yeah, 2016 was the last time.
Where we did?
Didn't, yeah.
2016, yes, we did. Joey and Zeke did. We had like six or seven. Joey,
okay,
Zeke,
I got, yeah,
Eli.
Yeah, my mistake. I got the wrong year.
I say 2016, that's my year.
Let me tell you when the last time was.
Like, was it not like 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Mm. Right before Chris Olave and them. We didn't have a first round pick before them, right?
Right before Chris Olave? He did. You had Justin Fields went number 11 in 2021.
Dang. What about before
him?
What about before him? the year before him.
You just had CJ, Paris, and JSN, right? You had Garrett Wilson and Olave in 22, Fields in 21. You had Chase Young, Okuda, and Arnett in 20.
19?
Nick Bosa, Dwayne Haskins in 19.
Duh.
Denzel Ward, Billy Price in 2018. Marshawn, Malik, Garyon in 2017. We went to the two form. We're on first name only. 2016, yes, it was the murderer's row. 2015. All right, 2015 was the last time.
Okay.
Devin Smith.
Okay.
Second pick, second round, pick number 37 overall.
10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then after Marvin, you really are getting to your Mike Halls, your Cade Stovers, Tommy Eichenberg, that group. Josh Proctor, possibly Steel Chambers, Matt Jones, you know, Mayan Williams. And then some other guys down the line, you know, camp invite only type of guys.
Hey, that's all you need.
You still look for.
That's
right?
All you need is one foot in the door. Yeah. That's it.
Just give me that chance.
One opportunity. That's and what you gonna do with it?
Yeah. All right. So why did this Buckeye football team lose one of its all-time highest-rated recruits back in December? We got some more answers on that next. Tyvus is in tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And, well, we smell a little, but oof, you've accepted that. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
The Fan app is about to become your new best friend. Your one-stop shop for all your favorite fan shows. ESPN Columbus and BetQL. Live or on demand, listen on your schedule. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. It's free. Do it. Garland and Gray 24/7. Or however long the show is tonight. You're listening to The Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy and Tyvus, right here on a Monday night. Yes, indeed, we are brought to you by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. Good little weekend in me. Little golf on Saturday, played with a lovely former Buckeye, played with old Paul Moose Spahn, who was here at 10 TV for 47 Moose. Years or something like that. Moose, yeah. Never played with him. Great to play with that dude. And Tim May, the legendary, of course.
Who won?
Well, we didn't. We were on a team together. We were in a scramble.
Oh, okay.
Played up at Bent Tree, which was lovely. And we wound up finishing in seventh, so it wasn't.
If you would have had, wasn't me, a championship. We'd have won. We'd have won.
Well, you know what? If we could do fivesomes, then you're cooking. But I played with Dane Sonsenbacher.
Is
was
good?
The Buckeye that was in our crew?
He's good.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Solid player, man.
Does he hold on to the club?
He holds on to the club. He's got a good grip. Get a good grip. But it was my first swings of the year, so it was good to get out there. Sunday, we did a little flag football. I was excited because Bengal Jack got to be the quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got to be the QB.
He's
we
got a good arm on him?
He's got an arm. He was spiraling that thing. He had a throw. I had like that the dad moment where you know, we had our camp chairs. So we're out at Hilliard Bradley. Mm-hmm. That field has to be no more than 2 years old. That's as nice as Ohio State's field.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got black beads in my shoes, Tyvus, days.
Yeah,
they ain't getting out.
Know that feeling.
But we're in those Midwestern conditions. It was like high 40s yesterday, right? So we're throwing the ball through the wind and all that. And I got my chairs like kind of right near where the end zone is. And they're on the other side of the field. So this could have been a 30, 35-yard toss here.
Mm.
And he just dots this kid. He just dots his teammate.
Yes.
Bounces it right off his chest plate. Drops it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yep. And I did the whole, like, yes! Oh! Like, I was right there.
Oh, but I then didn't I was know like, he dropped it.
I was building the kid back up. I was like, that's all right, buddy. That's all right. You know, way to be there.
Right.
Next time.
At least he knows his quarterback's going to put it where it needs to be.
Right. It was
be
just,
ready.
He's never really gotten to play the fun positions, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not the coach, so there's no nepotism going on here. I don't have anything to do with it.
So
nothing at all.
What, they rotating the quarterbacks?
He played most. There was maybe a few other snaps. I mean, he had to sit out for a while, too.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of rotate in. So he was on the bench for whatever the required time was. But they played a team that was clearly a travel team. And we got eviscerated like 56-0 in the first half. So they just let our guys play on offense the rest of the game, which is nice. I mean, they get their work in on defense. But I don't understand youth sports. I don't get it anymore. I don't know. I thought we had travel. And we got, you know, AAU and whatnot. And then we have the pay to play, basically just your old rec league, right?
Yeah.
Rec leagues for fun, where moms and dads are like, you know, little Timmy, you're going to do an activity this year.
Yeah.
You got to make a pick and then you're not going to quit. So there's like that. But it's like they'll tell you, oh, we can't guarantee that you'll be on your friend's team. You know, if you try to ask or make special requests, no guarantees. And then clearly you get there and there are stacked just straight up travel teams. Everybody was like 5'11" on this team. The kids are 12. So it was tough. But you know what? Good attitudes were had.
Hey, it's all
try
about,
to have fun.
It's all
baby.
About having fun.
Oh, man.
Not until when you get to about high school. That's middle school, right before high school. That's when you got to lock in.
Do you think my son's going to wind up playing tackle football? Do you think he's going to get the itch?
Why not?
I'm just saying, what's your prediction?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure. I could go either way on it.
Yeah. You got to at least go out there and see it once. Yeah, try it. But see, the difference.
You got to get hit, you know?
The difference between me.
Getting hit's and, good.
Like, I grew up like that. Like, I played with grown men, like, tackling grown men.
Your dad.
Yeah.
Like, tackled you often.
Grown men, and we, with no equipment, backyard tackling football. Like, that's. So, like, when you could put equipment on, it was like, oh, yeah, this is. I'm used to this.
Sounds like the 60s. Yeah. You know? But it was the 90s. Or for you, maybe the 2000s, even.
The 2000s.
I can still remember social services are going to come running from the hills on this one. I can remember when my dad would have me put all of my pads on, like in Pee Wee football,
yeah,
and just ask me to hit him, like out in the yard.
Good time. You know what?
If that isn't like a father-son relationship in the 90s, I don't know what
funny.
Is. Hit me!
Man,
hit me!
That's what
again!
My brother did that to me. We did the, you know, the right. drill. You know the drill where you like 5 yards apart.
Yes.
And you lay down and
yes.
they blow the whistle. You get up and
get up, get the ball.
And run and yeah. hit each other.
Or just hit, yeah.
Yeah, my brother did that to me before I ever really started. Like, and my brother's 3 years older than me, so he was like, I'm going to get you ready. I'm going to make sure you're ready, because they're going to do this drill. You got to be good.
And you know what, though? Like, I'm fine with the teaching. It's almost not teaching, but you either got to find out if you have the physicality and toughness.
Well, you can't do that no more. Right, it's outlawed.
No,
you
I know, but at some point, you got to find out, like, how does Aaron Kraft become Aaron Kraft until he does Aaron Kraft things, you know? You've got to, like, go balls to the walls and take a charge or dive on the floor harder than anybody else is going to dive on the floor, or else you're not going to know.
Are you swooning right now?
What do you mean?
Are you swooning?
Oh, because of AC?
Yeah.
It's good defense. I mean, forget about Wojo, right? Everybody wants to slap the floor like Wojo. I don't need him. I don't need that guy.
Slap the floor.
We had AC.
Listen.
We had AC4.
If you ever play basketball and somebody's checking you and they slap the floor, it's ISO basketball for the rest of that possession.
I saw this, Tyvus, that Julian Fleming mm-hmm. was talking to one of the publications in Pennsylvania, PennLive.com. And what did you think about losing Julian Fleming at the time? Because as I pointed out back there, he is one of the highest rated recruits that Ohio State had ever pulled down. I mean, you look up there and, you know, JT Tuimoloau is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Pryor is right up there.
Tyvus Powell.
Yeah, Tyvus Powell, the greats of the game, right? And Julian Fleming.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah,
for
Quinn.
6 months.
Yep, for the, you know, what a Buckeye, what a true Buckeye he was. But Julian Fleming just never got it straight. And, you know, going back, and he was talking a little bit about what led to those decisions and, you know, to get out of here. And he said, you know, there were ups and downs. He said, I feel like that's the best way to put it. It was a rocky road. I had a lot of good things that happened, a lot of bad things that happened. It is what it is. It made me into who I am today. And the fact that you're going to deal with this guy, and he's a Penn State Nittany Lion, he's a Pennsylvania guy, and he's in the conference. So November 2nd, you're going to be seeing this guy.
Yeah.
And there's a part of him where you actually do hope for the best, because it's a position on this team where he kind of talked about J-Mo Williams, and that was a perfect example of what was going on here, how a guy that good mm-hmm. would leave yeah. and then wind up doing what he did.
Yeah.
So you can get it. You can understand the decision.
J-Mo gave a lot of people hope, especially in the receiver. Between him and Joe Burrow, they give a lot of players in that position group a lot of hope, because you – like, it's not you. You are talented, but it's just like, we can't get everybody on the field, and Ohio State recruits the best of the best. So you got to go somewhere. And the good news is what you've learned here from Brian Hartline is going to make you unbelievable. I mean, you were successful
for
here.
Sure, for sure.
So when you go somewhere else, you'll already be that guy. And I think that's what he wanted to see, a season where he's the number one guy.
I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be the most excited Bodie has ever been in the history of this show to tell a college football story. It's coming up as we keep our finger on the college football pulse. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
News, opinions, and insight all before breakfast. Rise and shine with Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Serve you.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. Pretty well. Starting with the NFL, a huge trade went down today, I say very sarcastically, as the Jets sent quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. New York got back a sixth-round pick in exchange for the former number two overall pick from that 2021 NFL draft. Baseball this evening, the Reds go for a fourth win in a row when they host the Phillies. That game just got underway at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the Guardians enjoyed an off day on this Monday. They'll begin a three-game series at home against Boston tomorrow. The NBA playoffs continue tonight with three game twos. The Cavs host the Magic. Cleveland looking to take the 2-0 lead in that series. They're just about to tip off right now in Cleveland. At 7:30, the Knicks host the 76ers. And at 10, the Nuggets host the Lakers. New York and Denver both won game one in those two series. Four games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Toronto's at Boston and New York is at Carolina. Then later tonight, Vegas is at Dallas and LA is at Edmonton. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
On the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric?
Call a carpenter.
Hour two. Timmy and Tyvus here. Oh, I've been waiting for this one. I was really curious when I saw our friend Matt Rule from Nebraska.
What do you expect?
On the sheet. Yeah, well, this is kind of what you get when you hire me.
We don't win games here.
What do you expect? Eight wins? Nine? Ten? Get out of town. This is Nebraska, and I'm Matt Rule, for God's sakes.
That is the best sound bite of last year, easily.
Oh, man. I'd cut that up and play it for you, but it's much better the way we do it. Just...
yeah,
full transparency. We did that with the audio 6 months ago, and it didn't do it justice the way that we had to clip it. It's much better when we tell it. What are you? This is kind of what you get when you hire me. What are you talking about, Matt?
Five wins.
Oh, man.
More than Scott Frost had in his defense.
And right when he said that, they started winning.
They did, yeah.
They started to win.
They won like three or four in a row, I think. Almost got themselves to a bowl game, and then they lost like... last three or two or three games at the end.
Before you go and take it to Happy Town with the clips that you brought, are they ever going to get it to a certain place?
Nebraska?
Yeah. I mean,
they got Bill Arraola.
Yeah. And have you been hearing that he hasn't been the best looking prospect ever?
Really?
For spring ball.
Yeah, don't say.
Yeah.
You're telling me a guy that doesn't have a lot of talent is not looking good?
Oh, jeez. Damn.
No, okay. No. Not him personally. He just thrives on having talent around him.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, though.
They'll never be what they were in the 90s.
Period. It's not going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
Don't never say never.
I'll say it right now.
I won't say that. Not with the NIL world.
I think they could get to a playoff.
They throw that money around, Bodie.
But everybody has money. That's
Nebraska
the thing,
getting into a playoff? Well, yeah. Then that's celebration time if they do that.
They're ceiling, though.
Yeah, well.
You don't see them going to the Big Ten championship game.
Not now, especially. Hell, they barely could get in when the West was I mean, it was there for the taking basically every year. And what'd they do? Made it once, right? That was in the Leaders and Legends, which I can't even remember how it was stacked up then. But.
This isn't speaking to, you know, how Dylan Raiola has looked in the early goings or what he's even going to turn out to be, but what his recruiting star power was. Every big school in America, including the Buckeyes here, were on that guy. We're after him. So just to prove that you can get a guy of that caliber, to what you just spoke of with the NIL era, they've always had a really respected fan base, right? For where they are in the country, out in the Midwest, out in the plains, they've got a thing, right? It's very similar, the passion that they've got for it out there to the passion that we've got for Buckeye football.
No question,
here.
Yeah.
And how they've continued to fill that stadium when they've been crap, man.
If fan passion was worth some wins, they'd be pretty good every year.
Right.
They get, what's the streak now? Because they sell out every game. So
I don't think it ends, does it?
I mean, it's been going on. It's got to be 200, 300, or whatever.
Like, now?
Yeah, it's probably close.
Even if the streak did snap, what would they miss it by, like 300 seats or something?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? It would still look like a jam-packed stadium.
Yeah.
For their hoping to get to bowl eligibility Nebraska team. Sad in a way.
I would like to see Nebraska. I want them to prove Bodie wrong. How he felt about Utah is how I feel about Nebraska.
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Or no, I guess, yeah, you're right. I was high on Utah. You're high on Nebraska.
Yep.
Can Utah win a national championship, though?
No.
I don't think they can.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they're doing what they can do.
A dozen. I love Notre Dame. I'm not, like, counting on it. And we're way better than Nebraska.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I would say
it doesn't feel like Notre Dame can win a title.
The idea of Nebraska going to two college football playoffs sounds insane.
It does, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Like,
they used to be really good.
It was a long time ago.
Even if it was a 24-team field.
48.
Put Nebraska in there.
Get it to 68.
Let's go
just
get
like
there.
All right. What made you fall out of your chair? You wrote this thing on the sheet today. You were giddy. You were giddy to see your guy being brought up.
Last season, after they got just killed by Michigan 45-7, Nebraska and Matt Rhule, their head coach, he decided they didn't play very hard during the game. So they decided they were going to have a full-on scrimmage and practice the day after. On Sunday.
That's their day off.
Yeah.
Shake things up a little bit.
And here was Matt Rhule. He went on a Barstool Sports podcast and talked about it and explained what they did.
Next day we went out and said, all right, y'all don't want to play on Saturdays? We're going to play on Sundays. Now, this is before we knew they had our signal. I'm not saying that's why we lost, but like before we knew all the kind of controversy around the games. Man, we went out there Sunday night. We had a Friday game. Sunday night. There, my boy Jay Litt over there, he's got like canned footage of, like, I'm talking about how long we go for, an hour and a half, like full play, like guys out there, defense talking trash to the offense, like literally 24 hours after we just played Michigan. And I said, all right, if you don't play on Saturdays, if, you know, we get down, we're going to just kind of roll over, then we'll play on Sundays. And we played, and then we went Friday night to Illinois and we beat Illinois.
Now, of course, when I heard that, first thing that popped my mind immediately.
Yeah. Fine.
You guys don't want to work during the game? No problem. We'll work now. Goal line. That one.
Again. Blow the whistle, Craig.
Again.
That was just fantastic. So shout out to Matt Rhule. It worked. They beat Illinois. It worked for the U.S. men's hockey team. They, of course, won the gold. Don't know if Nebraska is going to win what their equivalent would be of the gold, but when I saw that story, that was just fantastic.
I am sick and tired of hearing about what a good football team the Buckeyes have.
Screw them.
What do you want from us, Herb?
Matt Rhule is a funny hockey player. That's a funny guy right there. I've heard of teams doing such a thing, but like. That's funny.
Full scrimmage day after, like, that's like, that's got to be rare.
Well,
right?
We didn't do that. Like, Urban did, like, guys that didn't play in the game. Like, if he was like a third or fourth string person, like, he'd make you stay out there and run like 20 plays or something like that live just to get you game reps. That was his way of getting you game reps and stuff. But the ones, man, I would never. No, I'm not. I'm not about to do it. I just play 80 snaps? No way. I'm going out there playing a full scrimmage in practice. No, not happening.
And you know what? You know what, too, Bodie? This really is how a guy like Matt Rhule should look at it when he's building his football team.
I'm looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones.
Yes.
That's how it's got to be. You're Nebraska. You ain't getting all these Dylan Raiolas every single time.
I wouldn't have taken the test.
want that kid in the net.
I want that play. It's everybody's net tonight. God,
what a great movie.
Old Jim O'Boy. I don't even want to watch Miracle. I just want to do Herb Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to do.
Do you want me to take
Brooks?
You want me to take your stupid test?
No.
I want the guy who
wouldn't take the test.
Why'd you want to play college hockey?
All right, man.
What's next, Bode?
Next up, we'll go out to Southern California, where they had about 24 people at their spring game on Saturday. And what will be some of the hardest shoes to fill in college football this season? Millard Moss is the clear favorite to try and do so. Longtime Southern Cal backup quarterback Millard Moss is the favorite to win the Trojans' starting quarterback job and replace Caleb Williams. Lincoln Riley said there's no question that Moss is the favorite to take the job and that he's had a very strong spring. He did enroll at USC as a top 100 recruit, so he's not just some scrub per se. He lit up Louisville in the bowl game. How do you guys think USC, they're trying to rebound, and now they're heading to the Big Ten. What do you guys think there?
They did get a new DC, right?
Yes, they took UCLA's defensive coordinator. Couldn't tell you this name off the top of my head.
I thought they got Lynn. What's his name? And is it Antonio Lynn? Something like that, right?
Anthony Lynn. Yes.
So I know Anthony Lynn because he was the assistant DB coach when I was with the Texans for a week.
Okay.
And he was very good. The man was much smarter than the actual DB coach that I had at the time. He was. He, like, knew how to get through to you. His communication was better. So with him being a DC, I think they'll be much better defensively because I respect him as a coach.
It can't be any worse. That's
true.
Good news for
them. That's very true. Now, I don't know what they've done on the recruiting side, but listen, they're in the Big Ten. You got to play defense if you're going. And you got to dominate the trenches. That's just what it is. That's Big Ten football.
Oh, and they have winning just been
and that
soft.
Hasn't been the thing. Hmm. So I think it's going to take some time. But I don't think Lincoln Riley got that much time. I think his seat's starting to heat up as well.
Oh, as it should, right? Yeah. I mean, if you were...
You can't go 7-5 at USC.
You had the number one overall pick last year, and you weren't in the Big Ten yet. You went off a cliff.
Yeah.
You went off a cliff. It was so bad at times. It was a bad look for Caleb Williams because he was...
Yeah, he was crying in the stands.
He was crying in the stands. He didn't want to do the postgame
now
meeting.
Now people said he can't be the number one pick because he was crying in the stands.
Yeah, well, that turned out that was wrong. Yeah. Paint your fingernails all you want, buddy. You can swing the ball like that. You can run like that. You're going to go number one overall.
You're not supposed to cry.
Hey.
I don't cry.
Hey,
real men cry.
What did Jimmy V say? You want to have you want to live a day? Yep. Yeah, you laugh, you think, you cry. That's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
You don't cry.
By the way, I watched that 30 for 30 before the Final Four. Mm. I think that's the best one. The one that was about the NC State Wolfpack basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a ton of the 30 for 30s, but...
By far, I think it was the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to watch the Maurice Claret one again. Youngstown boys... Been a while since I saw that one. Is that the only Ohio State football themed 30 for 30 that they did?
Yeah, they need to do the 2015
They absolutely should do one on that situation and how the quarterback situation rolled out in the three-game walk up to the title. 59-0 to get you in.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. But that NC State team, they featured Jimmy V. That's what you should do if you're going to do a doc on NC State basketball. And they leaned in heavily to him, as they should have. We got time for one more.
One more. Speaking of spring games and quarterbacks absolutely going off in spring games, Arch in the Texas spring game on Saturday went 19-25, 355 yards and 2 touchdowns. Maybe Texas's defense is going to be really bad this year. We don't know. We know he's going to be the backup to Ewers this season, but Ewers has missed some time the last two seasons, so we could see Arch and... I don't know. I think it'll be fun to follow. I mean, he's the son of, well, I guess he's the nephew of the two legendary quarterbacks there. But when you have the last name Manning and you're a quarterback at a school like Texas,
pretty big.
Interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew the
more
fanfare.
More so probably 2025 than this year. But
I mean, Quinn Ewers just brought in all kinds of buzz just because of the prospect that he was. And then Arch Manning kind of both, right? Big time prospect and the last name. And then you get them both there at the same spot. So those, I mean, yes. You still have to take it with a huge grain of salt, but those are big numbers. Big spring game numbers right there.
Listen, Arch Manning is going to be fine. First of all, I don't know how you throw that many yards in a spring game.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Their secondary is definitely terrible. With that being said, if that's how they're going to play, Texas is not winning the national championship this year. You got to be able to stop the pass. But Arch Manning is going to be, I think he's going to be real special. I think that, I don't think it's all hype. I think he's a really good player. I think he's going to be very good once Quinn Ewers leave after this season.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
That's what you have here tonight. It's what you've earned here tonight. All right, getting back to some draft talk in this big week for several Buckeyes we loved watching over the years, including this guy who'll be one of the easiest to root for. Tell you who and why next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Wake up with the Fan. Eat lunch with the Fan. Go to bed with the Fan. Dream about the Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Say hello to Donato's new stuffed crust pizza. This is not just stuffed crust. This is stuffed crust the Donato's way. That famous thin, crispy crust packed with melty mozzarella cheese and roasted garlic and loaded with your favorite toppings. It is time to stuff a little extra deliciousness into your pizza night. For a limited time, get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza for $16.99 when you order online or in the app. Order today.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Like we've been talking about the NFL draft forever, it's because we have. But the wait is finally over. Join Timmy Hall and Tyvis Powell as we kick off live coverage Thursday night at 7. Your radio home for the NFL. The Fan.
And
just counting down the days to March Madness. Back to the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvis, all you fine Buckeye fans, communicate with us on Twitter and X at The Buckeye Show. It's where you can look at Tyvis's quarterback draft profile if you were a QB prospect.
Randall Cunningham.
See all the details on him. Oh, Randall. Kelly Green.
Tim, I got to ask you this. I saw this today.
Fire away.
And I got to ask Bodie, too, because I would like to hear his answer. You know, I care about his opinion on these type of things. So I was sitting there and I was watching this video today.
Yeah.
And the question was, if you could either have $5 million cash.
$5 million bucks.
Right now.
Okay. I'll take it.
Or.
Done.
You can take 50% off of everything for the rest of your life.
$5 million.
You take the $5 million? Easily, huh?
$5 million.
50% off for everything for the rest of your life. I don't know. I can entertain that, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm Bodie. Answer. You're taking the money. You're a money guy. We offer you like $2,000. You take it.
Oh, I mean, hey, it's $2,000 more than I got right now. I think I would take the $5 million too.
I can see both ways.
That's still like millions. Where like even like the fun expensive stuff. If you take a half of,
yeah, but
off of like a nice car, it's still really expensive.
It's still expensive.
Yeah.
Right. House, now, what are we talking about? Thing. Buying a jet for $20 million and a half off? I can't afford that.
$10 million, that's still out of my price range.
But yeah.
$5 million right now. Like,
I'm getting into a club. Like, I'm getting into a NetJets club. If I got $5 million cash, and then I can put half of that into a money market or something, and then it just grows and grows over time.
I'm a pretty low maintenance guy, so I don't need a ton of money.
We're not getting taxed on that, right? That's $5 million.
$5 million cash
hitting the account.
Yeah,
I'm taking the bag.
But
what's in the bag? $500,000 in cash.
That's right. Thank you, Walter. Yeah, $500 million in cash. All right. So draft day coming up. You heard the little thing back there. We'll have the coverage with the Buckeye Show at 6 on Thursday, and then we'll get you ready right up to when you hear the ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding for the first overall pick, and it'll be Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears. Then we'll see where Marvin goes in that top five, see that Malik Nabers is, in fact, the second wide receiver off the board. J.J. McCarthy. Before I go into this guy for the Buckeyes, I want your honest opinion on J.J. McCarthy, because as I said in the crosstalk with Man and Bone earlier, it's written all over this quarterback draft class that many of them are going to suck. You know, it's just which ones. Maybe one, I don't think, but maybe one of the guys that sucks is Caleb Williams, who goes number one overall. We've seen it before, but I feel like whoever the Commanders pick, that guy's gone. You know, he's out.
Jeez.
I do. I'm sorry.
It's going to be Jaden McDaniel.
Try not to be too optimistic. He's done. Yeah. If they pick him, he's out. That's just the way it is. Well, so,
wait a minute.
J.J. McCarthy, though, is apparently a locked top 10 pick. Do you see it with him?
You know, the thing about J.J. is this. He wins games, and he has that.
In college?
Yeah, in college. He has that thing where he does a great job of extending his plays. Like, he's not an athlete, I would say, but he does enough.
He's smooth.
Yeah, it's just smooth.
Smooth.
But you never know because they didn't ask him to do anything. Like, I tell you what, did he win against us because, did they win because of him? Like, was that the reason that they beat us?
I'd say he helped.
Yeah. A lot of it because they went out there and the game plan was, we're going to stop everything. Not last year, 2 years ago. The game plan was, if J.J. beat us with his arm, then we'll just take our hats off to him. And I think he did that. So he has the ability to do it. Can he do it consistently?
It's just a small sample. Yeah, it's a small sample size of seeing a lot put on his shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He better go somewhere with a strong run game. Let's do that.
All right, so I pulled up. You remember a month back when it was me out in the field? Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then
talking
I take
about pro day.
Yeah, I'm talking about pro day.
Mm-hmm.
Take the tape recorder, put my reporting glasses on, my fan shirt. Oh, hello.
The ones that tint.
Can I talk to you, please?
When you outside?
Yeah. Your wife thinks they're dorky. I remember that.
She said, "You got to go."
And they are, and
tint.
She's right.
What?
And she's right. If only they could make these transition lenses to where they go right back to normal tint. You know, 60 seconds after you go inside, but they stay shades
really
for a good long while.
Huh. I've never seen you with them tinted. So,
but the guy that I was talking about, that's going to be so easy to root for because of how this guy developed, how he was a former walk-on and what he wound up being, just a true X-man for the Buckeyes. And he wore the Block O and he's Xavier Johnson. And last month I caught up with him as he seemed to be having the time of his life, getting ready for this next big thing. And who cares if he doesn't wind up being drafted? It's about what this guy is going to do and how he's going to get himself ready for the next level. This was the conversation.
What's going through your mind? Is it almost like one last practice? I don't know. Will you get another shot to be out here on the actual turf, or is this kind of it, you know, for being with some of your teammates?
Yeah, maybe a handful of chances to be out on the turf. You know, teams come in and ask me for a workout. You can do workouts here, I believe. at a certain point for a certain period of time. So I might be back out here. But with my teammates, you know, people cheering me along, everybody standing, you know, side by side and cheering for you, and, you know, even having the ability to come and talk to them. And like CJ got back into town last night, so I actually was here last night with him. Like, you know, just different things like that. Like, those are the things you relish. You know, you relish the brotherhood, you relish the time you spent, because you've bled with these guys. You've been with them, you know, four to five, six years, 3 years, you know, like, to be just in this situation, and, you know, trying to continue to put a product on that they can be proud of, that Ohio State can be proud of, but also that I can be proud of. You know, that's what's really big for me.
Not that I don't want to talk about you, Xavier, but when you see a guy like C.J. Stroud come back into the building after the year that he had, he's pretty much your same age, right? But do you guys look up to him and just what he was able to accomplish and pull off in year one?
100%. I would say even for C.J., like, my biggest thing about him was like his faith and how he exemplified his faith throughout his whole, you know, rookie season. So like, just seeing him and how bold he is, how proud he is, and that, you know, it kind of encourages the nation. So to see him come back, you know, same guy, didn't change a bit, you know, was just from rookie of the year, did all these accolades, accomplished all these accolades, same exact guy. So, you know, love CJ to death. He'll be at my wedding and all that. So, you know, he's like a brother. So to see him come back in whatever capacity, you know, it's good just to have a conversation with him. And we were up here chopping on the block over for a good hour, you know. So
that's an A1 best man. You could sell tickets to that wedding when you tie the knot, right? But when you strike me as a guy that appreciates everything that he earns in his football career, you know, because of how you've had to work for everything and just being on a roster for a pro day like this is a big accomplishment. And I know it doesn't stop here.
Mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate everything, man. Just to, like I said, opportunity to be out here at a school like Ohio State, like coming out of high school, that wasn't even on my radar. You know, I was an intimidated kid who didn't necessarily want to be in front of limelights with the five stars, all that, you know. And, you know, fast forward 6 years, and I'm here, and, you know, I'm competing, trying to do my best. And the whole time, you know, it was done with, you know, just the trust in the Lord and the support of my brothers and my family, you know. So to get, even like you said, to accomplish the feat of just being here and continuing to put a good show on and, you know, glorify the Lord, honor everything that was instilled in me with my brothers, like accomplishing those things again on this field one last time with the group of guys and the history that this university has, nothing short of a blessing, man.
You did a lot. Last thing, what do you got to really get after these next 2 or 3 weeks to get yourself fully ready?
Yeah, man, I'm going to continue to enhance. I'm going to evolve and, you know, enhance kind of guy. So whatever it is, my feet, I feel like, you know, playing receiver, I feel like I got better at that, doing that. Probably start to implement just a little bit of running back drills and different things like that, just to make sure, you know, anywhere I'm called, I'm ready. I think walk into a camp, you know, I think I just need to continue to evolve my just knowledge of the game, continue to study, continue to, you know, let's be a pro and navigate these next 3 weeks or a couple, however many ever weeks it is, as if I'm already there. And that's my full intentions.
That's awesome. Xavier Johnson, Block O, fan favorite, all-around Buckeye. Best of luck, man.
Thank you, boss. God bless.
Tyvus, he's not projected to be picked. You went through this. What kind of advice would you give Xavier Johnson, former Block O recipient?
What I tell him is that, listen, whether you get picked or not, that doesn't really matter. All you care about is if that phone rings, whether it's during or after the draft. You just want that opportunity. And that's all you need. You just need a shot. I think that he's a special player because he's got guys like Deebo Samuel who's doing things. You got guys like Elijah Moore who's stepping in the backfield and taking handles. He's that guy that can play running back and play slot wide receiver. I think that holds tremendous value, and he's a special teams guy. I think that's where he'll make his niche first, is special teams. But he's a guy that a team that's a good play caller, like, I don't know, like the Dolphins, something like that. He needs a team like that can see him and say, you know what, I can utilize him and create mismatches in different ways, and he can flourish in the NFL.
Attitude, too. Attitude.
It's all about the attitude.
As good as it gets.
Confidence and attitude.
We got some good news as to how our future looks at the most important position in all sports. Tell you about it next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit. Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Brutus is their homeboy. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Monday. Bodeman is back there. Boys, you know my philosophy on, you know, trips that are in the future, keeping things in the forefront, building up that excitement. I don't know what to do with myself because I'm getting so close to the bucket list trip here.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this already. My wife stunned me with the most incredible Christmas/birthday gift that I could have ever dreamed up. And I'm going to Pebble Beach.
Must be in nice.
It is.
Tim doesn't need that $5 million. He's good.
Yeah. 50% off.
No, I really do need it now. I've seen what it did to the bank accounts. It's amazing when you have joint bank accounts, but you get a really expensive present like that.
Serves
you're like, oh my God. I'm like, whoa.
You shouldn't be taking vacations.
Yeah. Too. Right?
Work every day like me.
Work. Just. All work. What's the Belichick thing? No days off. No days off. Had that work for his future. What did Robert Kraft say to Arthur Blank
about
this? This guy's a moron.
Don't hire him.
Don't hire this guy. This guy's an idiot. It was all Tom Brady. It is. It is. It's messed up. What the hell was going on right there? Bill Belichick, you think he's a good coach? It's all me and all Brady.
He'll be in Dallas next season.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. For your sake. But no, dude, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm getting like antsy, getting too excited.
You going next week?
Yeah, the flight's next Thursday.
Must be nice.
Yeah, week after the draft.
Yeah.
Little weekend. Little long weekend out there.
Mm. You gonna send me a picture?
Oh, I will, man. I'm gonna put the phone on Do Not Disturb, but I'm gonna have some photos. I was just trying to imagine. I was trying to imagine getting texts from Fish about the AM being silent for a few minutes, like while I'm playing Pebble Beach. And I'm just like, imagine like, nope, not today. Not today. You better get a hold of Colin Behringer, CB. Evil bald Colin.
CB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think my first shot's going to be? Where's that first shot going to go? We get in a fairway? Number one is just a little dog leg right par four.
You're
number one at Pebble.
You're going to hit a birdie.
Ooh.
And then it's downhill from there, buddy.
my man. I was about to say, but then you had to keep on going. All right, so a little quarterback talk. First of all, this season's quarterback play has to be solid. And then the future comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought at all about what 2025 looks like? Because, you know, we heard so much about Julian Sain.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take too much away from him for how he looked in a windy spring game for what he's going to be as an overall player. I take more into account all of the practices that he put in.
Yeah.
And some of the throws I got to witness, you know, being in the Woody for some of those throws. Guy's got a lot of talent. I do think he's the guy. But then even beyond then, like I see things like this story we're about to talk about on the recruiting trail. And what someone like Tavian St. Clair is looking like, being an Ohio kid.
Yeah.
And that kind of excites you a little bit because Tavian St. Clair is a kid from little old Bell Fountain, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Small town. And this is a big deal. He had an Elite Eight
Sorry, Elite Eight is just what I naturally go to. All right, the basketball guy.
You just can't let it go.
No, I can't. But he is an Elite 11 finalist now, which for years and years on the recruiting trail has been sort of a marker. It's just something that all elite quarterback prospects hope to attain. They hope to get to that stage, mm-hmm. and he's done that. So that's pretty cool. And you know, you think down the road after Julian Sain maybe has his run, gets a couple years, and then he's off, and then it slots into Ortavian St. Clair could be that guy one day. Tall kid, throws a really pretty pass, and some of the Buckeyes showed up there. You had Aaron Noland and Devin Brown showed up at Upper Arlington.
Oh, really?
For his throwing session. Nice.
I was actually talking to Armani Reeves. He works with Nike, and he was like the ones that put on this camp. And he stopped by my house the day before, and he was talking about that kid and whatnot. Listen, he's a special player. And it's, like I say, it means a lot because he's from Ohio, so a lot of people are going to gravitate towards him. When he gets here, obviously, I don't expect him to start as a true freshman. Like, that's very hard to do.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's actually better to sit and watch guys in front of you, you know. And, you know, with the Aaron Noland and the Julian Sain thing, that'll play itself out. You know, right now, to what it sounds like is Julian Sain has the leg up right now. He's ahead in the competition.
And you'd be talking about 2 years.
Yeah. So,
you'd be talking about 2 years. And you know what? You got to be comfortable with something like that going in. And it's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I mean, listen, the guys before him, CJ Stroud waited 2 years with Justin. And he went out there and he had a great season. Kyle McCord waited, 2 years after?
If it's Devin Brown.
Yeah, he waited.
He'd be waiting.
It's not bad to wait because you're going to be on a scout team. You're going to go up against one defense's every day in practice, and if Jim Knowles continues to keep this defense progressing, you're going up against a really talented defense every day. So you're getting better, and you're getting good reps every day, plus you're learning from guys in front of you. And Ryan Day is a really good quarterback coach. You know, now that he's not calling plays anymore, I'm sure he'll have his voice more in that quarterback room, and you'll be able to learn a lot from him. So I think Tavian St. Clair is going to be really good here. I love his size. Apparently they fell in love with him at the camp. What was that, last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So they see a lot in him, and it's nice to see him continuously grow and get better week to week and year to year.
He really does. Like, you look at his build, right? He's just got that.
He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's got that look of a Ryan Day type of quarterback.
Right.
You know, kind of lanky, long arms, right? Can really sling it. You know, he can really cock the football back in a big way. Just has a little bit of the C.J. Stroud just type of look, quarterback look and feel to him.
You think he better than me?
I think he might have he is an Elite 11 finalist.
What's my draft thing? What'd you say?
Boatman put you as a late round pick. I put you as a camp invite.
Yeah, I went early day three even. I said fourth, fifth round.
That's kind of
mid round.
Yeah, so if that's the case for
higher than Brady.
What are you giving him today?
The greatest of all time.
If you were just going off of him today, what do you think his draft round?
I think I can go about where Bodie went there. I think I could go for like a fourth to sixth rounder.
That's best.
Maybe like a Dak guy going in, and then he can build off of that.
Then he's a great quarterback.
Yeah. Great.
I could read.
Phenomenal.
But I could read defenses.
You are cerebral. That was a positive about you. Also, the joy and the passion you bring to the game. I want you in the locker room.
I could lead a group of men.
Yeah, a leader of one of my favorites.
A leader of men.
A mother of children. It's great. But Tavian St. Clair, best of luck to this guy. And we can't wait till he's a Buckeye for real. Garrick Hodge from 11 Warriors, he had a little write-up about everything out there. And he actually watched this. As a kid, he's watched this event now. It's funny to like think of it that way.
Yeah.
That you've got future QBs, they know they know what they want to do, and they're watching this recruiting stuff on TV. And he said he can remember when it was Trevor and Justin Fields in 2017 duking it out in this thing. And I'm sure we like tuned into this, but I'm not watching like every throw on something like that. You can catch on YouTube after the fact, right?
Yeah, I just catch the write-ups. They do our recruiting guys do a really good job of writing up and talking about what they see.
Yeah, he is just the seventh signal caller to get the invite to this already. And there were 63 invites at the Columbus Regional, which was at UA High School, and he was the only one that made it. So
he was the only one?
Pretty good.
Man.
63 kids were out there, or 63, who came from near and far, did not get an invitation to the Elite 11 Finals. So that's good stuff.
Got to talk to Armani about that.
Yeah, Tavian St. Clair, the man. All right, these Buckeye results I'm about to give you wouldn't make any sense at all to someone who doesn't follow the sport. Doing some hashtags. Next, it's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
The Fan is your home for NBA playoff action. Catch every game of the conference finals and NBA finals on The Fan and ESPN Columbus. How does one listen to such magical things? On The Fan app, silly. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. Do it.
Jen.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Timmy and Tyvus. Here on a nice little Monday. What a beautiful, beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day, actually. Yeah, I thought it was going to be chillier because it said it was going to be like in the 60s, low 60s. But then it looked like it was like in the 70s. So I'm like, ah, I love that.
Got to take a nice little stroll with my mother today.
Oh, that's really
nice. It was beautiful. Love you, Ma. It was great. Great. Mother's Day coming up soon.
Yes, it is. Like
May 12th.
Yeah, like what, 3-4 weeks
away? Yeah, it's less than 4 weeks.
My daughter's birthday is coming up. She'll be 2.
Man,
so May 3rd.
You are in it. She's the youngest, right?
Yes, she is.
So you've got 3.5-ish and 2?
Yeah.
Is that what you're dealing with?
Yeah.
Woo! Man.
And my wife wants to have another one.
College basketball. Having another kid.
I think I'm about to go talk
Total
to...
Total chaos.
About to go talk to your guys over there at... at Tri-State.
What do you need their help for?
You know, listen, you're right. You know? A little extra
boost. Like you're rocking and rolling.
A little boost would never help. I mean, never hurt nobody. Yeah,
that's true. More work to be done. Right? More work to be done. Never stop fighting. All right, so this makes no sense to me, but it makes perfect sense because I play the game. And anybody that watches golf, knows golf, played it, big fan of it, it makes perfect sense. You're familiar, you're up to speed on the Neil Shipley story.
Yes.
Where, you know, our Buckeye golfer, he transferred him from James Madison. He's been here at Ohio State.
JMU. And
JMU, right? The Go Dukes. And he had the unbelievable offseason or summer season last year where he was runner-up at the United States AM. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. To come that close to winning the United States AM, one of the most prestigious tournaments in the history of golf, and finishing second does a lot for you. It gets you, boom, boom, into the Masters and into the U.S. Open for the following year. And he just had his weekend at Augusta. He's the low AM, the only amateur to make the cut.
Yes.
And he plays with Tiger on Sunday.
Must be nice.
You could stop playing golf then and you've got better stories than anyone else you're ever going to come across.
That's true.
But he shot 12 over at Augusta.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
12 over par for four rounds, 72 holes. The Kepler, the old college tournament, college golf, back to just college golf this weekend, right?
Yeah.
At the home course that he knows like the back of his hand.
Yeah.
He shoots 14 over par. In three rounds of golf, 54 holes, he finishes 64th in a collegiate event.
Really?
Right after he's the low am at Augusta. And you know what? It's not shocking to me at all.
Why?
Not in the slightest.
Why? How is that not shocking?
It's Scarlett. That course, it is a bear, man. The golden bear made that sucker's teeth razor sharp. That's how tough that place is. It bites harder than Augusta National.
If you catch it
on the wrong day.
I'm blown away.
Literally by the wind.
Augusta with the top of the top, with the elite.
Augusta National.
And then you
more
go
pressure.
Back, you go
right?
back to college.
You go back to school. Right? And I mean, Jackson Chandler, best finisher for the Buckeyes, they finished second, so they didn't get the title for their own event. They finished second because of guys like, you know, Neil Shipley going 14 over.
Max, what did Max do?
Max Moldovan was 12. He finished, I'm trying to, 6 over. Looks like he went 77, 71, 71. So pretty good on day 2 and day 3. But Jackson Chandler, 1 over par. He was 2nd in the individual. So good outing for him. But that's just, what are you going to say?
That's how golf.
I get it.
That's golf, I guess. That's why everybody continues to play. It's like, I guess golf is just something, I feel like you can never perfect it.
No.
So why?
It's just, I don't know how to explain that. It's just, it's okay, you know? He's got so much confidence after what he did at Augusta, but something like that can still happen. It is such a mental game.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what was going through his mind when some of those rounds were slipping away. A lot of it, too, is just physical because it is that tough of a course when it's played in windy conditions. The length and how the conditions were, it can breed scores like that.
I wish I was golfing, man. I got to get back out there. I haven't picked up a club since I threw
since I threw one into the lake. Right?
I got to get back out. I got to get back on that horse.
I wonder why, man. I wonder why. What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Got the Cavs on up there, 44-31, 46-31, nice. 6:29 left to go in the second quarter as the Cavs are looking to take a 2-0 lead over the Jick, the Magic.
Listen, the Cavs, it's not this. First of all, the Cavs are at home, so they have to protect home court. They'll do a great job of doing that. It's the next series. Right now, what this is to me is the Cavs for so long, for the past couple of years, they've been the young team in the playoffs. And they've always gone against experienced teams, and they've lost. I think this is the first time that they're going against the Magic, who obviously hasn't been to the playoffs in like 10 years or something like that. So they're the more experienced team, and right now that's what's helping them win.
We got some graphics that are going out today from the Ohio State Women's Basketball Twitter and X account, at Ohio State WBB. The latest one I'm seeing from an hour ago, Chance Gray finalized. I mean, we got graphics, right? Graphics mean they're in.
Graphics.
Right, unless it's Felix. And it doesn't mean anything. 13.9 points, 2.9 boards, 3 assists for the Oregon Ducks, and 23-24. Chance Gray.
From Oregon.
Yeah, Chance Gray is a big-time player. Wasn't Taylor Mike Sell out at Oregon, too?
What? I thought she was
Maryland, from Oregon, Ohio State. I think the Buckeyes were her third.
Really?
Unless she was Oregon, then Maryland, then Ohio State.
Interesting.
But hey, Kevin McGuff working the portal.
Kevin McGuff is definitely working the portal. Listen, he's a great coach, and I think people understand the great teams that he's making, and he's going to make a nice run, and he's going to win it one of these years. I'm very confident in saying that Coach McGuff is going to win it one of these years.
Did you, I know you got some Jordans on tonight. What kind? Ones?
Threes.
Threes. My bad. My bad. I've got my Air Jordan Pearl White zip up track jacket today.
Yes. Looking nice.
Good?
How do I
like it?
How do I respond to that?
With the silver chain on the black t-shirt underneath. Got the little Jumpman logo on the zipper.
Can I hear that one more time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Looking nice.
And?
I like that jacket.
I have too much fun here.
Oh, we do. We do. We're going to have a lot more fun tomorrow at 6. Bodeman, thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for checking it out. Coming up next, a little thing called You'll See. Have a good night on the Fam.
The two most mature people working at the radio station.
And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fairview.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.